alors son spirituel donne la grande service de mission, il donne tout à son disciple, la grande service de mission, il donne Krishna, il donne son royaume, il donne le processus de service de mission, etc., etc. Tout est compris dans
So the devotee's business is only to properly water that sea vessel. And that watering process is hearing and chanting. By Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaranam, a remembrance of Krishna comes. So if we water that seed given by our spiritual master, then everything will be revealed to us in due course of time. It shows Devotee, Bhavati, Yukinchana, Savaya, Gunastapa, Savasate, Shura, Ramamakashi, Kurma. That one who has faith in the instructions of the spiritual master in Krishna, everything is revealed to that devotee. Everything is to be understood. This is already a given. It's just the watering process has to take place.
Donc, si tu as foi en l'esprit en Krishna, tout lui est révélé. Donc, le devoir du disciple est simplement d'arroser cette graine du service de l'option et tout va se manifester en temps
important. You don't even have to know how it will happen, or what it is, we simply, with, as Lord Shiva says, with great attention and concentration, we just follow the basic instructions which Srila Prabhupada has given us, and everything will be revealed to us in due course of time. Krishna will fully manifest as he desires before us, just by following these instructions, because the seed is given and the watering process is also given.
Donc, on a simplement qu'à suivre les instructions données par le spirituel. Et en temps, le temps où cela pourra se faire, eh bien, toute la conscience de Krishna sera manifestée. La semence est donnée et le processus d'arrosage est aussi donné.
It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took initiation from Vishwarapuri into the chanting of Hare Krishna, after some time he became ecstatic. He began manifesting all the ecstatic symptoms of love of God. And he didn't know what was going on. And he was questioned, what is this? He said, I do not know, but simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantras, instructed by my spiritual master, I am developing these symptoms of love of God. So we can be confident, we can rest self, we can be assured that everything is being taken care of by the divine grace of Srila Prabhupada. If we simply follow his instructions, then everything will be successful in due course of time.
Donc on doit être assuré, avoir foi que en simplement suivant les instructions de Srila Prabhupada, tout deviendra manifesté en temps opportun.
But this is why initiation is stressed in Vedic culture. Because that actually the seed is not simply a formality in one simply, but actually the seed is given. The grace of Guru is that he gives the bhakti bhakti leaves. So therefore initiation is it's essential in the Vedic culture. But that mantra must be received from someone in the civic succession. Otherwise, it's just like milk touched by the lips of a serpent, the opposite of truth. So, are there any questions? Commentaries? Realizations? His result is always there. By chanting Hare Krishna, the result will always be there, will always be advancing Krishna. But to perfect our Krishna consciousness, we have to take shelter in the representative of Krishna.
Pour, il y aura un résultat, si on veut se là, on doit prendre l'initiation et l'expérience.
One will always benefit. Otherwise, why are we chanting Hare Krishna all over the world in the cities and so forth? Because we know that by people hearing this chanting, their devotional service begins. So that will bring one to the point of taking initiation. That's the idea. That when one really becomes serious, then he'll take initiation. Adoshadha tata sadhusanga bhajanika. That one comes to deep, this is the evolutionary process of Krishna consciousness. It evolves in this way. There's some faith, there's some association, then there's diksha, then there are bhakti priti, then one of quality, and one of things in the heart go away. Chanting Hare Krishna is always beneficial. But very few people want to perfect that chanting. Many people are chanting Hare Krishna, but very few people want perfection in
chanting.
Any other questions? No questions? I'll say a brochure for later in the week. That's a long one. I think we're going to go through it together. How many of you have been to India? Prabhupada said that India is the perfect place for self-realization. Well, the climate is perfect for self-realization, and the culture is also perfect. À la fois le climat est parfait pour la réalisation du soi et la culture humaine. Just like the Bhagavatam prescribes, the Goswami described it, why can't a person simply live by eating the fruits and the trees, lying down at night under a tree, using his hands as a pillow, taking clothes, used clothes off the street to wear. Why can't a person live like this?
Et c'était simplement le gratin, la soudaine, décrit comment on peut vivre très simplement avec ce qu'on trouve dans la forêt, avec ce que l'on trouve comme vêtements sur le chemin, simplement.
So India is like that because the climate is tropical, it's warm. So people don't need very much to exist.
Même c'est donc ainsi, le climat est particulièrement clément et on n'a pas besoin de grand chose.
They don't even know what, most of them don't know what is snow.
Ils savent même à peine ce que c'est que la neige. when Srila Prabhupada first came to America, he was staying in New York City. One day he woke up and looked outside of the window, and everything was white. It was like snow. It was the first time Prabhupada ever saw snow. So he was thinking that somebody had taken a brush and painted the whole city white.
And if Prabhupada went to the whole city in New York, that happened.
So, in many ways, India is favorable like that. And also, of course, because of the culture, Krishna appeared there, and all of Krishna's incarnations appeared there.
Donc, vu le culture aussi, c'est là que Krishna est apparu.
And all the incarnations.
Toutes les incarnations sont reliées là-bas en Inde.
So just like in French history, they have so many people they're always talking about year after year, and you see them in statues, and they're on the coins, and the money, and in the language. So we're always reminded of the French heroes. In the same way, India is full of the Lord's incarnations and his great devotees, so they become an integral part of the culture.
De même qu'en France, par exemple, le peuple s'imbibe de la culture à travers les statues, les monnaies, et donc prend de l'attrait pour différents héros. De la même façon, en Inde, les personnes connaissent parfaitement les différents, différentes incarnations.
Just like, I was very surprised that every Sunday morning, throughout India, on the television, at 9:30 in the morning, there's the Ramayana. Different episodes of the Ramayana every Sunday at 9:30.
Même que Marat dit qu'il était surpris de voir en Inde tous les dimanches matin, 9:30, il y avait une diffusion d'un épisode du Ramayana.
So the whole country stops. Doesn't matter, the president down to rickshaw wallet. The whole country stops. Everyone watches the Ramayana for half an hour. It's an amazing thing.
C'est ainsi que tout le pays. Depuis celui qui s'occupait du rickshaw jusqu'au président, tout le monde s'arrêtait pour regarder cet épisode du Ramayana pendant une heure.
Just like in the West, where there's the World Cup, the football, everything stops. You go on the street, there's nothing. But in India, everyone stops to watch the pastimes of the Lord.
De même que dans l'Ouest, tout le monde s'arrête à ses occupations pour assister à la Coupe mondiale de football. Là, de toutes les activités, tout le monde s'arrête pour un journée.
The airplanes stop, the trains stop, the buses stop. It's like Calcutta, Delhi, Bombay. It's like a ghost town. There's no one on the streets. Everyone's watching Ramayana. So where else but India could something like this happen?
Et donc là, donc tout s'arrête. S'occupe des trains, des avions, des bus. Plus rien. Les rues sont désertes. Les villes sont désertes. Tout le monde regarde le Ramayana.
And I watched a few episodes. It was very well done, very Rama conscious, very Krishna conscious. So the rest of the day, everyone's speaking about it. Like, Rama did this, Sita did that, Hanuman did this. And you hear the whole day, everyone's speaking about Rama.
Maharaj Tandy qui a pu voir quelques épisodes, et tout cela était donc très conscient chrétien, si bien que les personnes, toute la journée, lors de la journée, parlaient encore du Ramayana, de ce qui était très bien de Krishna.
So, in other words, it's very easy to remember Krishna.
C'est ainsi qu'il est donc simple de se rappeler là de Krishna.
Of course, there's Maya also.
Bien sûr, il y a Maya aussi.
But at least there, there's Krishna too. There's Maya and Krishna. In Western countries, there's just Maya. There's no choice. But there, so much choice. So many books to read, so many saintly persons, so many temples.
Mais au moins là-bas, il y a le choix. C'est-à-dire qu'il y a Krishna et Maya, tandis que en Occident, il y a juste pas le choix, c'est Maya. Et là, il y a aussi beaucoup de choix au niveau de littérature. Les personnes peuvent s'enrichir quelque chose.
So Prabhupada wanted that the devotees go to India.
Donc, je ne crois pas encourager les dévots d'aller en Inde.
At some stage, after one has been a devotee for some time and has rendered some service, they want to go and actually appreciate. Otherwise, just like tourism, there's so many tourists, they don't understand anything.
Après un certain temps, à un certain âge, quand une personne c'est complètement un but dévotionnel, c'est bien qu'il aille en Inde, que ce soit pas simplement du tourisme.
The service gives us purified vision, whether to see things in the proper perspective.
Le service permet d'avoir une vision purifiée, d'apprécier les choses à leur juste valeur.
So, one who's rendered some service when he goes to India, he can appreciate the transcendental aspects like the holy dog and the devotees and so forth.
Si qu'une personne pourra donc apprécier à leur juste valeur les lieux saints et les personnes qui sont là.
So, Prabhupada, one time he told us that he came to the West to accomplish the mission of his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. Once he had done that, to a great degree, he said his private ambition, his private desire, was to go back to India and make India Krishna conscious. And what he wanted to do, he did what his Guru wanted, but what he wanted to do was go back to India and reestablish Krishna consciousness.
Shri Prabhupada disait qu'il est allé sur un Occident pour satisfaire les ordres, pour obéir aux instructions de son gourou, mais son désir intime, c'était de revenir en Inde et y amener à nouveau la conscience de Krishna.
So we know that many years Prabhupada stayed in India, and his personal projects were Bombay, Vrindavan and Mayapur.
Et nous savons que Shri Prabhupada passe de nombreuses années en Inde avec vos projets principaux, réalisations principales, pardon, Bombay, Vrindavan, Mayapur.
The Prabhupada said that Mayapur was his home, Vrindavan was his place of worship, and Vrindavan was his home, Mayapur was his place of worship, and Bombay was his office. He described these principal cities in India like that.
Le Prabhupada disait donc que Vrindavan était sa demeure, que Mayapur c'était son lieu d'adoration, et que
Bombay, office,
c'était son bureau, parce que.
In each of these places, Prabhupada established major temples where his devotees from the West come and become surcharged with spiritual energy, spiritual enthusiasm.
C'est donc que Shri Prabhupada donnait les moyens, ceux qui venaient, de pouvoir se recharger, clairement parlant, spirituellement.
So, every year, of course, the devotees go, and they associate together in the holy dhamma and chant Hare Krishna, get prasad, and visit all the holy places.
C'est ainsi donc que tous les ans, les dévots vont dans ces différents lieux saints, s'associent, visitent ces endroits saints.
Of course, there's the annual festival in Mayapur, and this year it was attended by about 800 devotees.
Tous les ans il y a le festival à Mayapur. Cette année, on attendait quelques 800 devotees.
And then after Mayapur, of course, the devotees went to Vrindavan for the second part of the festival. And then the special feature of the festival this year was that after the Vrindavan festival, in a few days, all the devotees are going to Dwarka to celebrate the return of the Padyatra, which has covered many thousands of miles traveling throughout India. They left, I think, 2 years ago, and now they've completed their entire tour of India. They're coming back to Dwarka for a return festival.
Cette année, la particularité, c'est que les devotees sont donc retournés à Dwarka. Après la Padyatra, ils sont tous retournés là-bas, Balkan.
And the whole city of Dwarka is anticipating one of the biggest festivals in its history.
C'est ainsi donc que la cité de Dwarka a connu un des plus grands festivals de l'histoire.
And they're building a huge gate, big arch, bigger than this small temple. Beautiful arch, very ornate, beautifully carved arch on the main road of the city entering the town. And it says, welcome, Shri Prabhupada's Padayatra. It will be there for many years to come.
Ils ont construit une arche pour souhaiter la bienvenue à ce Padayatra de Shri Prabhupada, qui qui Maharaj est plus grand que ce grand que nous.
And many of the important people of India, different statesmen and different spiritual leaders, will be there to receive the Padyatra when it comes.
Il y a beaucoup de personnes d'État qui sont venues pour assister donc à l'arrivée de Padyatra.
So the devotees are very enthusiastic.
Ainsi donc les devotees particulièrement enthousiastes.
The 800,000 devotees coming in with the Gaudiya deities and the Srila Prabhupada Murti like that coming into New York after 2 years of traveling to all the holy places.
Que tous ces devotees sont donc retrouvés à Dhaka ensemble pour ce festival.
And they're having a special boat trip out to the island, which is considered to be part of the original Dwarka, where the archaeologists, scientists are discovering so many things which they're dating to be at least 5,000 years old. So they're finding palaces and all kinds of kitchen utensils and things like this, which prove that Dwarka actually existed 5,000 years ago.
Et il y a une partie donc ancienne de la cité qui, d'après les découvertes, les recherches, les archéologues, ont pu montrer tout ce qu'il y avait donc il y a plus de 5000 ans comme au niveau de.
No one can go there, only scientists can go there, but they're giving a special opportunity for all the Padyatris, all the devotees of Padyatra. The government is giving special permission for the devotees to go and see the remains of Dwarka. It's a once in a lifetime. After that, they won't let anyone go. So the devotees will take one day, they'll take a boat, they'll go to the island, they'll visit the temples and see all the things that just where Krishna lived 5,000 years ago.
Maintenant, donc, les vestiges de cette partie centrale de l'Arca sont réservés aux chercheurs, mais les niveaux du Padayatra ont l'autorisation de pouvoir pénétrer en ces lieux, du coup, de retrouver différents endroits de divertissement.
So, before the festival, of course, I took part in this Vrindavan Institute, this Vaishnava Institute of Higher Education, Higher Learning.
Donc, j'ai participé à Vrindavan, à cet institut pour l'éducation.
And it was a very nice program. Of course, Vishnumurti also participated, he mentioned, but the atmosphere was very conducive for learning, studying.
Et l'ambiance était particulièrement agréable, extrêmement studieuse.
And it was the perfect way to actually associate with devotees.
C'était aussi une occasion très favorable pour s'associer avec les devotees.
Sometimes they may socialize. Did you hear what happened there? No. Did you hear what happened over there? But in this atmosphere where everyone is studying Srila Prabhupada's books and speaking Krishna Katha, then you actually get the real association of devotees, so it's very satisfying.
C'était pas juste l'occasion d'échanges sociaux pour comprendre des nouvelles, mais là, toutes les personnes étudiaient le livre de Srila Prabhupada avec une réalisation à ce niveau, et échanger ces réalisations, c'est une véritable association.
And there was even homework.
Il y avait même des devoirs du soir, tous les jours, de 3 heures.
And at the end, there was a big test.
Et plus un grand test de la fin.
Unfortunately, I wasn't there for the test. I was on the train to Benares.
And it was one of
I just forgot it was that day. Missed it.
When I was on the highway, I could assist to the test for sleep, you know.
I don't know that you moon or river or something. But it was very nice. There was about 60, 80 devotees taking the program.
Il y avait 60 à 80 dévots qui participaient à ce programme.
I took the Nectar Devotion course. Went to Mahal Krishna Maharaj. I took a course on strong speaking, straight thinking. Vajrayi Vaidya Maharaj. I took the Srimad Bhagavatam course. Actually, I think the main thing is everyone got a taste for studying Prabhupada's books.
Alors, j'ai donc pu assister aux différents cours, tant sur l'écart de dévotion, sur le Srimad Bhagavatam, un cours aussi sur le niveau d'apparence d'un corps et de haute pensée, et tout ce qu'il y avait de.
conscience et tout ça de connecter à la pensée profonde de Shri Prabhupada.
So everything was very strict and austere, very nice. It was very on a codicil. Everyone would follow the dear jala codicil. No one would eat or take water the whole codicil, except for a few of us.
L'ambiance était particulièrement sobre. Les jours de Kashi en particulier, tout le monde jeûnait complètement, y compris l'eau.
And we also were going on every day at a party called the Lab of the Garden, three and a half hour walk. We just go on the party called trail, the dirt trail that goes all the way around the Garden, the very purified. I noticed that every day there were hundreds and thousands of people taking this parikram, just walking around the Vrindavan, circumambulating the Vrindavan. It was so nice to see all the villagers spontaneously every day just walking around Krishna's abode, chanting Hare Krishna.
Il y avait donc quotidiennement un parikram qui faisait le tour de Vrindavan pour la soirée. Il y avait des niveaux très nombreux, des centaines et milliers de personnes qui prenaient part, et les villageois en particulier étaient très enthousiastes dans ce parikram pour faire le tour de Vrindavan.
And I discovered every day on the parikram, around 4 o'clock, there would come past a particular hermitage of saintly persons who were each day putting on a different episode of the Ramayana. So every day I just happened to come in time for 1 hour, 1 hour and a half, and would watch them put on the Ramayana. They were doing it so expertly that everyone in the audience was crying. The Prabhupada said, how theater was performed. The actors were so good, they were devotees, they would bring out transcendental emotion in all the people. So every day I would go and watch this, it was very nice.
Quotidiennement aussi, moi j'ai l'opportunité d'assister à une représentation théâtrale de Mayan, qui était jouée de façon si experte. Des dévots qui transmettaient des émotions si transcendantales que tout le monde avait les larmes aux yeux. C'était donc important qu'il se soutienne transcendantal.
And then one day I got lost on the trail. I ended up in a very special part of Vrindavan where all the men go and do gymnastics to get big muscles. I thought, this is strange in Vrindavan.
Alors, c'est donc une fois, il s'est retrouvé dans un endroit de Vrindavan où, curieusement, il y avait des personnes qui s'entraînaient des exercices de musculation. Moi, j'ai trouvé ça assez étonnant dans un endroit comme Vrindavan.
So we made a joke of them, and they didn't like it very much.
Ils se sont moqués d'eux, mais les personnes n'ont pas beaucoup apprécié.
So we had a wrestling match.
Alors, il y a eu une compétition de lutte.
Et we won.
Ils ont gagné.
We beat them in their own game. So, I thought that wrestling is a Vaishnava sport.
Je ne parle pas de dire que la lutte c'est un sport Vaishnava.
So, one day I was walking on that trail and I met a sadhu. Holy man, and he had a little bhajan kutir there. His name was Madan Mohan Das. He'd been living there for 30 years.
J'ai eu l'occasion de rencontrer un sadhu, un sadhu, et pendant 30 ans, il était là.
And he was a businessman in Mathura for many years, very successful. But one day he moved to Vrindavan with his mother and father and his brothers, and in 1 week they all died. He said it was very wonderful, they just died in Vrindavan, I took the bodies and put them in Jamuna. It was so wonderful. So where else will anyone speak like that? See, death is such a mystery, and such a terrible thing for a person of material consciousness, but a devotee he can appreciate. Death is coming, so let it come in Vrindavan. That anyone who dies in Vrindavan, they go back to the spiritual world.
Et ce saint homme donc avait là une affaire prospère. Il a décidé avec sa famille de venir habiter à Vrindavan. Et alors qu'il était en une seule journée pratiquement, tous les prénoms de sa famille ont trouvé la mort. Et la réaction de ce sadhu, ce sainte, c'était oh, mais c'est magnifique, c'est formidable, ils ont quitté encore Vrindavan, ils sont morts là, c'est très très bien. J'ai pu tomber qu'ils ont l'air bien, très content parce que c'était une sainte personne.
So he was very happy to live there very simply. And every day when I would come by, we would take a shot together. He cooks a little prasad, and then we have our tea to the deities and then take prasad.
Donc il appréciait beaucoup de pouvoir vivre très simplement, cuisiner simplement. Tous les jours, il avait un tea pour les mantis, tout ça, en simplicité.
So we had so much studying to do that we didn't have much time to visit any holy places.
Parce qu'il y avait donc beaucoup d'études dans ce programme, mais pas tellement de temps pour aller visiter les endroits saints.
But one time, one day, on a Kadasi actually, we didn't have classes on a Kadasi. A friend of mine took me to a special lake, a special pool.
Mais un jour des Kadasi, donc il n'y avait pas d'enseignement, un ami de Raj l'a emmené dans un endroit spécial où il y a un lac.
I visited many places, but this place I'd never visited, and the pastime was that one day Radharani found Krishna with another gopi. Sometimes Krishna would steal away with some other gopi. So when Radharani saw that, she became very sad. So she ran away from this area. She went to another part of Vrindavan, and she sat down and cried. And cried and cried and cried. And Krishna had with another gopi, you heard the tears of Radharani formed a kunda, they formed a lake. She cried so much it didn't make
it. Moi j'étais à cet endroit, mais cet endroit est très particulier. Ce qui s'est passé, c'est que Shrimati Radharani est venu là alors que Krishna se trouvait déjà avec une autre gopi. Et le voyant ainsi avec cette autre gopi, Shrimati Radharani s'en est trouvé fort triste. Au point qu'elle a quitté l'endroit, justement, et elle est partie au loin, pleurer, et elle attend pleurer que de ses larmes, là qu'on est résulté.
So after many days, Krishna came looking for her, he finally found her, and he tried to bring her back, but she was very upset, she wouldn't even look at him. So there's a deity there, Krishna and Radharani, and Radharani looking away from Krishna.
She's
smiling. She has a smile on her face. Krishna is very worried that his favorite gopi is crying.
Alors après que Krishna est venu la retrouver, mais elle était donc restée un peu du tout appréciée, ce qui fait qu'on peut dans cet endroit trouver des mantis qui ont un Krishna très particulier en effet. Shrimati Radharani ne regarde pas Krishna, détourne son visage. En fait, elle sourit, mais elle ne regarde pas, et Krishna est complètement désolé.
So, it's a very special place. That lake is still there, so I took the whole canteen full of Radharani's tears. It's very special.
And this lake transcendental, Maharaj a ramené donc cette bouteille de larmes, Srimati Radharani.
So, these are the actual tears of Radharani during separation. Krishna. So you can imagine how powerful this water is. Not even water, it's tears. Gopi tears.
Donc on peut imaginer à quel point, quel est le potentiel, quelle est la puissance de ces larmes transcendantales de Shrimati Radharani. Ce n'est même pas d'eau, c'est des larmes d'une gopi.
So I'm going to give it to Krishna Baladev. He's going to go around and put a few drops of Radharani's tears on your head to get purified. A few drops. One tear is enough. Send you back to heaven. And where else can we go? Everyone's going to be in ecstasy now. Then we visited another place where Kamsa tried to enter into Vrindavan to get Krishna. we come to the tricitement.
Là, j'ai donc sollicité un autre endroit.
Au commissariat, oui.
We come into Vrindavan to take Krishna.
Là, il était venu donc pour prendre Krishna.
Because Guru Kamsa had been sending so many demons. He sent Bhutana, he sent Aksura, Trinivarta, Nedaksura. He sent so many Asuras to get Krishna, but they were all unsuccessful.
Ce que l'on se souvient, Kamsa a envoyé tellement d'Asuras pour venir donc trouver Krishna. Il a envoyé Bhutana, il a envoyé Trinivarta, il a envoyé Gaspuna.
So Kamsa became very frustrated because I said, I'm sending all these demons to Vrindavan, but nobody is successful.
Donc, Kamsa était complètement frustré de toutes ces vaines tentatives.
So he said, I'm going to personally go get this rat.
Il a décidé, moi-même, je vais aller trouver ce.
I think Krishna would like some of his comfort. Give it to Krishna.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Sans doute que Krishna devrait apprécier cet emplacement de la vie. Il va le voir ici, il va le voir ici, il va le voir
ici. Il va le voir
ici.
Il va le voir ici.
Put out his head. So Kamsa, he came to Vrindavan and he tried to enter.
Donc comme ça, il fut jusqu'à Vrindavan pour essayer d'y entrer.
So, Purnamasi, who is the grandmother of Radharani, she heard that Kamsa was coming. So although she was an old lady, she came out to the perimeter of Vrindavan and she stopped him. She said, what do you want? Why are you coming to Vrindavan?
C'est donc la grande de Shrimati Radharani qui est venue s'attendre de venir, ce Kamsa, qui est venu au-devant de lui, et qui a dit, mais qu'est-ce que vous faites là, qu'est-ce que vous voulez donc?
So she put a curse on it, and she made him an old lady, like that. He fell down on the ground into the mud, and he's just a little old lady.
Et lui a donc jeté un sort, et l'a transformé en une vieille femme.
An old gopi, an old crooked nose, and all ugly and wrinkled like this. And so she took him and she put him with other gopis to make flower garlands. And because he was a king, he had no experience. He didn't know how to make a flower garland. So everyone was laughing at this old gopi, making him feel very humiliated.
C'est donc retrouvé tout vieilli comme cela, comme une très vieille gopi. Mais comme en plus, évidemment, il était précédemment un roi, il n'avait aucune expérience de l'art, donc il était des fleurs. Et il était avisé de tous. C'est dans un très humilié.
So all day long, the gopis were making fun, they were kicking him and spitting on him and making fun, making jokes about him. And finally, comes and he's thinking, please, if I could just leave him now and go back to Mathura, please let me out of here. So Purnamasi, she could understand his mentality, so she said, okay. So she changed the baggage to his original form, his Kamsa. As soon as he came into his original form, he ran all the way back to Mathura. I'm never coming back to Vrindavan again.
Et il était tellement la risée et les plaisanteries de toutes les gopis que Kamsa, ainsi transformé en vieille gopi, n'avait plus qu'une seule idée, pouvoir quitter cet endroit. Ce qui fait donc que la grand-mère de Shrimati Radharani, comprenant maintenant ses intentions, il a redonné sa forme de Kamsa et immédiatement il a quitté Vrindavan pour ne plus revenir.
He ran all the way back to Mathura.
Et donc ainsi il retourne à Mathura.
So, other places we visited, but then we left Vrindavan and we went to Benares.
Ensuite, donc là, moi j'étais allé à Benares.
We had some few things to check out there. But of course, Benares is full of Mayavadis.
Benares is on the Waki primarily.
There's not many devotees there. Even during Lord Chaitanya's time, that's where Bhakishananda Saraswati was, and all the Mayavadis were very offensive to Lord Chaitanya.
Et même lorsque Chaitanya Prabhu y est venu, il y a trouvé effectivement une totalité de Mayavadis, pas de dévots.
So as soon as we got there, we saw the Mayavadis and Nasis. They came up and they said, oh.
Hare. Om Hare. I said, Hare Krishna. You're not Narayan. You're Krishna's servant.
Yes. Tous les sénéastes m'avaient dit leur bienvenue c'était homme de Narayan. Et moi j'ai répondu par j'ai entendu Hare Krishna.
Of course, the Mayavadis, when they take sannyas, they think they've become Narayan. So, Om Narayan means they're offering obeisances to Narayan, to God.
Ce que je pense, c'est que les Mayavadis, lorsqu'ils prennent le sannyasi, ils pensent qu'ils deviennent Narayan.
Jariti Narayan, Jariti means poor. So, they think that God has become like a poor man in the street.
S'ils ne connaissent rien de ce qui a traduit, ils pensent que Dieu peut devenir un peu grand comme ça.
Anyway, as soon as we left the train station and all the Mayavadis, we met all the people. Everyone said, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. So many devotees had passed through the Benares, and they all know our movement, that by the Devotees Association, everyone chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Mais nous devions tous les Mayavadis, les personnalistes, quand même, c'était la garde. On a pu voir que toutes les personnes, à force de voir des dévots, spontanément, tous ont exclamé Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So we took out the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We discovered that the Lord performed many pastimes there. He instructed Santam Goswami there. He stayed at the house of Chandra Shekhar, Tapan Mishra. He converted Prabhupada Saraswati. He used to go daily to the bottom of the temple, beautiful deity of Krishna. So we visited each day all these holy places. And we bathed in the same place that Mahaprabhu did.
Mais c'est un grand important parce qu'on sait que Krishna Prabhu est venu pour nombreux divertissements. C'est là qu'il a rencontré le sénateur Goswami, c'est là qu'il a aussi été dans le Manavas, il a rencontré aussi
Krishna Saraswati pour le Manavas. And so, also, we visited the burning ghats. Burn the bodies because we wanted to see reality, the true existence, what happens in this body. It's huge crematorium. Every day, just hundreds and hundreds of bodies come. They put them on these huge fires, burn the bodies for 2 hours. So when you watch,
sans sérieuxité, cet crématorium géant où tous les jours sont brûlés des centaines de corps. Insister à ces réalités d'existence.
Then we took a bath in Ganga after.
I took
a lot of baths in the Ganga there, actually. Prabhupada said that when a devotee goes to India, he should take advantage of the holy rivers and take as many baths as possible in Jamuna, in the Ganga, Saraswati, Jamangi. All these rivers one should bathe regularly.
Prabhupada disait que lorsque les dévots vont en Inde, prendre continuité pour s'y venir aussi de autant que possible dans le temps, dans les rondes, dans toutes les rivières sacrées.
And after Benares, we took a train to Jagannath Puri, and there was no seat, so we had to sleep on the floor with all the chickens and the goats.
24 hours. Et de Benares, donc, le voyage a continué jusqu'à Jagannath Puri. Heureusement, en train, il n'y avait pas de place assise, il y a eu un être sur le sol, avec les animaux, les chèvres, enfin les gens, tout ça.
And in Jagannath Puri, we stayed 10 days, reading, chanting, and bathing in the ocean, very dutifully, every day, no problems.
Jagannath Puri, 10 jours d'études, de lecture, de chant.
Then when we left Jagannath Puri to go up to Calcutta and on to Mayapur, we stopped at Ramuna. Ramuna is where there's the deity of Kishore Kori Gopinath. Kishore means the cooked down milk. So Kishore Kori Gopinath means the deity who stole sweet rice from Adivinda Puri.
De là, sont les yeux vers le Kishore Kori Gopinath, ils ont pu voir. C'est mon fils célèbre qui a dérobé donc le pot de volet pour moi.
You know that story of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the Mahaprabhu, when he visited Nityananda Prabhu, he related the story to all the other devotees. So Mahaprabhu personally visited this deity and told the story of how Madhava Nipuri came through, and the deity kept a pot of sweet rice under his skirt there.
Et Mahaprabhu lui-même a raconté cette histoire, expliquant comment la bonté avait volé le pot pour son attention personnelle.
So, actually, although I visited many places in India, this is one place I could never get to. So for many, many years I wanted to go there. So finally, it's a little village in the jungle, very pretty. So finally, when we got there, we ran up the road to the deity room, and we just ran into the temple and made our obeisances, and he slid on the ground right in front of the deity of Kishore Kari Gopinath.
Donc, ainsi qu'avait essayé, mais sans succès, de nombreuses fois, de pouvoir visiter ce temple célèbre, mais là, on va pouvoir enfin y pénétrer. Ils sont rentrés dans un seul élan dans le temps, ont offert leur dommage au Manti, donc célèbre pour avoir volé les
pommes et les enfants. Took out the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we read the story in front of the deity for about an hour.
C'était donc de lire l'histoire dans le Chaitanya Charitamrita.
And then we wanted to get some sweet rice from the deities, from the Pujaris. Because it's the same sweet rice, the same recipe that Madhava Nipuri tasted hundreds of years ago. And so we got a pot from the Pujari, big pot like that. But I asked the Pujari where did Madhava Nipuri get the sweet rice? But the Pujari had the dream, but then the deity revealed to him that the pot was being kept. He took the pot to the marketplace and said, "Oh, Madhava Nipuri, where are you? Where are you? The deity has kept some sweet rice for you." So I said, "I want to know the exact spot where he received that sweet rice, where he ate it. I wanted to know."
The
Pujari was saying, why do you want to know the exact spot? I said, take me there. So he took me to the forest, and there's a huge banyan tree, bigger than this whole world, huge. And this was the old marketplace 600 years ago. So he said, right there, that's where he sat and took his sweet rice, because they know. So I sat down that same spot and took out the sweet rice. We just finished the story, and I was thinking his samadhi was 50 feet away, 25 meters away. So we hadn't eaten in about 7 days, so we just took the sweet rice. Ate the whole pot of the entire palm. And then the next morning I was very sick because I ate so much of this kheer.
Donc, le Pujarisme m'a dit pourquoi on peut absolument aller à cet endroit-là bien précis. Et moi j'ai insisté pour reconnaître l'endroit exact, donc on a pas pu avec lui donc goûter ce sweet rice, ce kheer. Le Pujarisme m'a finalement emmené dans cette jungle, dans un endroit où il y a des.
And then we ate the whole pot. The clay, we ate the clay.
Et aussi la terre de laquelle elle était ce pot.
Ah oui, je veux dire. Why does it deport you to that? We weren't so advanced. So then we chanted 16 rounds, circumambulating his samadhi. Just out there in the middle of nowhere, no one ever visits, no one ever goes. Just his samadhi there, very transcendental place, enchanted there, round and around, Hare Krishna.
donc en fait, je n'ai pas vraiment à côté de la peau de la terre des dipôles, parce que son, c'est au niveau transcendantal sur lequel j'ai trouvé de l'endormi. Et néanmoins, après, ils ont fait chanter au retour, ça c'est toujours autour de ce, cet endroit, ce samedi transcendantal, où en fait, pratiquement personne ne vient.
Went to Mayapur.
Ensuite, là, jusqu'à Mayapur, participated in the festival. Pour assister au festival. Like that.
So, in a few days, I'll tell you the story of the Russian devotees.
Donc, plus tard, on sera différent des niveaux en Russie, de la philosophie.
Kirtiraj Prabhu was in charge of that. He showed a video
of the priest in the Bible. He was in charge of a film that was filmed for his activities in the Russian.
And then we helped him with collecting donations for his Russian program.
Donc, ils ont un nom qui existe ce programme.
I don't want to tell you too much right now, but we helped a lot. We raised about $20,000. Two of us for the Russian program. About 100,000. So in appreciation, he gave me a set of beads which were made by the devotees in prison because they can't take beads in the prison. They make beads from bread and sugar like that. They make them all beads and they string them. So he gave me a set of these beads made in the prison and a bead bag. The devotee's name there, blood all over it. And he gave me a Bhagavad Gita in Russian, which was hand-made by the devotees in Moscow, which they distribute on the streets.
Remerciement, c'est une compassion, c'est une grande donation, grâce à Dieu offrir un de ces très spéciales diplomates qui sont faits en fait de. Simplement de mille pain, du sucre, parce qu'ils n'ont pas de droit dans les prisons de voir des chapelets. Et aussi, il s'est fait offrir avec ce malade, son sac, une Bhagavad Gita qui était entièrement copiée à la main.
So next week, I'm going tomorrow to Nantes. There's a program there. I'll be back on Saturday or Sunday. Saturday, so that we can have another darshan and I can show you these beads. That I can pass around the Bhagavad Gita, and I can tell you all the hair-raising stories of what it's like to preach Krishna consciousness in Moscow and Leningrad.
Maharaj va donc participer à un programme à Nantes, il sera de retour au samedi, et donc on pourra bénéficier d'un nouveau darshan et connaître, voir ce malheur et puis entendre les récits de Maharaj.
Ok. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.